All right, everybody, you've heard the rumors, you've heard the speculation about, is it called Pink, is it called Tribe? Well, we're here to dispel all those rumors and tell you the truth. And with me is Ross Ho and Matt Banco to tell us it's actually called Kin. And it's the new Windows Phone, correct?
Yes.
That's right.
And now you are the corporate vice president of the
Premium Mobile Experience.
Okay, and you're the general manager of the same group.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's just get right to it. Why don't you step out for a second, and Matt, you're going to give us a demo, right?
Absolutely.
Cool, let's do that.
Okay. Today we announced Kin, which is the new phone from Microsoft. I'm actually holding in my hand Kin 2. We're announcing two form factors. This is the larger one. I'll show you the smaller one, Kin 1, in just 1 second. The first thing we did when we started this phone project about 2-3 years ago was talk to people. We talked with more than 22,000 people before we designed the first feature. And what we found for the socially connected generation is they want an easy, effortless way to share. So this is how we begin here on the home screen. We call it the loop. This is my phone. You see my name here, Matthew Behnke. And I can see my latest social networking status, as it would happen. I love social networking, and I love Channel 9.
Me too.
And these are all my favorite people. So you see Ali. You see, I have my favorite stuff, celebrity gossip I like to follow. This brings together all in one very photographic experience all the people and stuff I care about most. And as you see me scrolling down, it's literally going through time and showing all of this different information. It brings together Engadget, other feeds that I like, Perez Hilton. It brings together my friends,
faves.
My faves, people from Facebook, Live, MySpace, Twitter, all in one place so I can just constantly stay in touch. And I literally call it the Bleed magazine of my life. Magazine because it's my magazine, my story. And Bleed because you can see that we've really taken care in the user experience to use every pixel on the screen. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of cool things about this home screen called The Loop. You can see here that I can not only see what my friends are up to, but actually interact with them. So one of my BFFs is Roz. So it looks like she says there's an exciting day coming on her Facebook page. I can literally just tap and hold and drag Roz's Facebook status into this little circle at the bottom of the screen that we call the spot. And let's say I know that Roz wants to share, I'd like to share that news about Roz's excitement with some of my friends. I swipe over to the right, and what you see here is my inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Kin is smart. It knows who my best friends are, the people I talk with the most, the people I care with the most, and it literally treats them differently. So you can see the phone is smart enough to know that I talk with Chris a lot, I talk with Scott a lot, I talk with Princess Roz a lot. And so these people literally get a bigger icon in my world. Now, I dragged Roz's Facebook status into this little circle at the bottom that we called the spot. Let's say I wanted to share that with Chris. I can just grab Chris, drag him into the spot. I can grab Pete, who I know is pretty excited about what's going on too, drag him into the spot. And when I click on the circle, I see that I've got Pete and Chris and Roz's Facebook status all right there. And I can easily, ta-da!
Woo!
It's got a QWERTY keyboard. I can just literally share this with any of them. I could type a message quickly, and then I could either upload that to my Facebook, my MySpace, my Live account.
Mm-hmm.
I could send them an
There we go.
I can send them an email or a text or an MMS, and that way I can effortlessly share without having to retype any of the Facebook status. I can do it by MMS.
Quick and easy. Very cool.
That's the idea. Just make it really effortless to share. So I thought I'd show you a couple of other cool things that we designed into the Kin phones, right?
Okay.
So I just showed you the loop, and that's how I always keep in the loop.
The loop, the spot.
I showed you the inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you Zune. Really excited to ship the first Zune phone, and it's got the full Zune experience here, right?
Okay.
So in my case, I've got a bunch of music that I've got on here. You can see I can enjoy it in its full graphical and audio beauty.
Woo! He's a favorite of mine.
I can learn more about my favorite bands, what their other songs are. I can look at pictures of them. I can read about their bio.
Mm-hmm.
I can even discover their related music all right here. So one of the great things about having Zune on my phone is that I'm literally always connected. So if I want to discover more music, I can use my Zune Pass, right, and just go over here to related artists.
Yep.
And I see that, you know, G-Love and Special Sauce kind of reminds the Zune intelligence of Beck. Well, I actually don't have any Beck. I know, sad. But wait a minute. I have 12 million songs available to me on this phone because I have a Zune Pass, and I can stream this music over the Verizon network, and it'll just start loading, and then it'll cache in the background and just play.
Awesome.
I can do the same thing for
So you've got all that music, a huge database right here at your fingertips.
Right here.
Phone.
With all
and
this
a Zune Pass.
with a Zune Pass, and it's just a fantastic experience. And it's a rich, graphical, musical experience. I can watch videos. I've got TV shows that I've sideloaded from my Zune on my PC. Mm-hmm. I can...
And you can save these to your phone, right? I mean, I think you had how much memory? Decent amount.
We have 8 gigs of memory on the phone. Very cool. Plenty to roam with. And then, again, thanks to the Zune Pass, I have this 12 million songs wherever I go.
Cool.
Very cool. So I wanted to show you one other really important thing. You know, it turns out that something like 8 in 10 of our target customers, the socially connected generation, use their phones to capture their social lives. And that probably won't surprise you. What's more surprising, though, is that more than half of these people never get their pictures off their phone. So we took a lot of care in designing a great camera experience. Mm-hmm. This one here, the Kin 2, has an 8-megapixel camera that actually shoots 720p high-def video.
Nice.
And you can also tell that we've optimized the lens for low-light conditions. It probably won't surprise you to hear that most of our customers take photos in low-light conditions.
Right.
Could be a nightclub, could be a concert, could be whatever.
Yeah, and my phone that I have now has no flash, so it's a nightmare.
Yeah, not a good thing. We have a big, bright Lumi LED flash on this camera. And what's even cooler is we have literally infinite storage on this phone because we cache these up into the cloud. And so you can see here, these are literally my photos, my photo album. As I scroll back through time, I can play some of my high-def videos right here on the phone itself.
Right.
Not bad. Little Easter egg hunt.
Oh, Easter egg hunt. Okay, cute.
Very important. I can flip back to my album. I can go over and see my favorites. Mm-hmm. I can go through my albums. In my case, I chose to organize them by time, so I can simply scroll through. I can have a Facebook album. I can have online photos. I can see my friends' photos. The cool thing about this camera is I don't have to even think about it. Mm-hmm. When I take a picture, I can easily share it. I can upload it to Facebook, to Live, to MySpace. I can share it immediately. I can tag it.
All with, like, just touching, single clicks.
As soon as I take the picture, boom, I can share it, upload it, MMS it, email it. Super easy, super cool. If I don't like it, I have the option of taking it over again. All right from the camera experience. I don't have to think about an app or anything like that.
We don't like to think.
No, we just like to do. And what's even cooler is the phone's smart. So I have 8 gigs of memory. This will be the first phone that's launched in the world where you don't have to think about how many photos you can store.
Because it's in the cloud.
It's in the cloud, and it's not just in the cloud, it's smart the way we cache it. So we keep a thumbnail, a tiny little thumbnail on the phone of all of your photos and videos. If you do start to run out of space, we make it really easy because we'll just keep the thumbnail and we push the full res version compressed up into the cloud. So, Laura, that's Kin 2.
Cool.
I also want to show you Kin 1. Mm-hmm. Kin 2 is the phone that we designed for people who want a big, nice HVGA screen, nice big wide keyboard, again, 8-megapixel camera. We also built something that we're very excited about called Kin 1. Kin 1
is a
little smaller form factor. We designed it specifically for what we call SOHO. Surreptitious one-handed operation.
Okay.
So, whether you're a young person, I don't want to say in a classroom or in the backseat of the car, wherever you might be, in a club or in a rock concert, and you don't want people to see that you might be using your phone, this is really easy. It fits in your pocket. It's easy to operate with one hand. You can see it has
all the same functionality, right?
All the same functionality.
Okay.
Great. Ta-da. Great QWERTY keyboard. Nice. We make it really easy for you to message without having to think about it. It has a 5-megapixel camera. It shoots full VGA video. Mm-hmm. And other than that, you can see here the full bleed magazine in my life, so I can always stay in the loop. It's got the same circle. That is the spot. I've got all the same apps and experiences, including the Zune, great web browser. And
that is tiny. So it's the same thing. It's just a little smaller and cuter.
Absolutely. And lest I forget, for my friends at Bing, both of these phones have easy access to search. Right one button. You see the little magnifying glass here?
Yep.
I can search my phone. I can search nearby me, and I can search on the web, all without having to think hard about it.
Oh, very cool. That was awesome. Now, I know that you had mentioned earlier and that there was some sort of web experience that you wanted to show off as well.
Right. We have something we call the Kin Studio. So, I was describing to you during the demo that all of my photos, my videos, all my texts, my emails, they automatically go up into the cloud. We actually built this on top of Windows Live Storage. It's a secure site that you can access with your Live ID from any browser anywhere.
Okay.
So this happens to be my actual site. We don't have the actual branding up, but that'll be up later today. You can see I actually have all my photos and videos here. It's really cool. So I can just scroll through. This is the journal of my life, we call it.
So everything on the phone also lives on your site?
Yep, it's all here. It's all secure and full resolution.
Great.
You can see here a bunch of photos that I took in March. I can click on any one of them. I see it in its full 8-megapixel beauty. I can...
Because I know one of the things I have problems with my current phone is I run out of memory storage, and I have to delete camera photos and videos because there's not enough room on the actual device. So you're saying here I can take it, and it lives up on my site.
Yep, absolutely. Cool. As many as you want. And you see I can easily share them right from here, in my case, to MySpace or Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Another cool feature, courtesy of our friends at Bing, is that we show where all of the photos were taken automatically without...
So the phone has an internal GPS or sort of it knows where you are.
Yep, knows
right.
exactly
and
where you
are.
And
it tags them before we store it.
So it tags them with
the
time.
Geolocation.
Geolocation.
And time.
Great.
Right, and you can see here, you know, I was kind of busy in March, cruising around the west side, east side, Lake Sammamish, and I have all these photos up.
Nice. Right?
Alki? Alki, yep, absolutely. Not a bad place to be. And I can swipe through all my photos. I can share them here easily with my friends. I can look back at some of my messages from that month. Again, literally the journal of my life. If I don't want to look at March, I can look at April.
We said the messages. It saves, like, your text messages
yep,
and things?
Keeps my call log, my text
wow.
messages. So from here, I can literally go back. I can remember that great road trip. I can remember all my... birthdays, I can remember that great night I went out clubbing. I can go through it by different social networks or feeds. You can see I follow things like Twitter and Facebook, mm-hmm. Wall Street Journal. Just really easy way for me to experience my phone from my PC.
Very cool. Now, I noticed there's a lot of Bing Maps integration on the actual unit. Does it also show, can you show nearby restaurants and interesting locations on the map?
Yep, I've got this great Bing search built right into the phone, and since it always knows where I am when I type in a search, it's smart enough to know, hey, am I searching for my phone? Or am I searching on the web?
Cool.
Am I searching the area nearby?
All right, yeah. Now it's time for some questions, people. The hard-hitting
Actually,
questions.
One thing I want to point out,
yeah.
too, is there's a spot. We've implemented the spot here just like we did on the phone, so you can easily drag your photos, your messages, and
so
share
very
with your
similar
friends.
User interface yep. as the phone.
So in this case, I've got a movie, high-def movie that I took. I can, boom, drag it into the spot. And when I click into the spot, I'll have an upload of the video itself. I can add friends. And then just literally share it right from here.
And now if your friends share something with you through their spot, sounds dirty, does it now live on your page?
They can share it with me and I can access it from my page, although it won't live there. Exactly,
it won't live there.
But I can see it from there.
Cool. Okay, let's see. I think the first thing that people are going to ask you, and I'm sure you've fielded this question before, how is this different from Windows Phone 7? Either one of you. Roz?
Yeah, so we designed this phone to really target the socially connected consumers. And what we did was, I think Matt mentioned this somewhere during its demo, we actually started by talking to a lot of them.
Yep.
And to find out what they really, really wanted. And what they were doing, you know, at the time, a couple of years ago, you were clearly seeing this trend happening in the phone space. One is, you know, social networks were really, really just a growing phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is people really expected more out of their phones other than just to make a phone call.
Right.
So what we did was we took the idea of social networking, what people wanted to do there, and made it like the centerpiece
okay.
of what we were building. So everything in the phone really
pivots around. So sort of just clean and simple, because there's a lot of social sort of networking in the Windows Phone 7 as well, and it does have Facebook and Twitter. But this one's sort of clean and streamlined, would you say?
Yeah, this is really, Roz said it well, this is really targeting what we call the socially connected generation.
Okay.
And it's really helping people who tend to be still settling in their lives, constantly sharing, constantly expressing who they are. Phone is a very intimate, like we call it, the journal of my life.
I like that. I like the magazine as well.
So this is the social phone that helps me navigate and make the most of my social life. Windows Phone 7 is... really, for a broader set of customers, we call them life maximizers. They tend to be more settled. On the
They're
whole,
really
they tend
busy.
To be
busy.
Yeah,
you know, they want to manage a lot of different things. They want to get things done fast.
Got you.
Yeah,
but this, just to be clear, you wouldn't classify it as a kid's phone.
No, it's not necessarily
it's not.
A kid's phone. It's
because
really,
I mean, I want one.
We can work on that after the shoot.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually no, it's not. It's not so much an age group, although we'd well be targeting the branding and the go to market. After people in their young 20s, because that's an aspirational age. People that are younger than 22, 24, can't wait until they are 22 or 24. Those of us who are just a little bit older, sometimes like to act like
we're...
I know,
I
can. Yeah, exactly.
So will they come in, like, fun colors and things? I always think of, like, a phone targeted that demo is coming in red, pink, and blue.
Well, so these are the two, I showed you during the demo the two form factors that
Kin
we're
launching
with.
Kin 1 and Kin 2.
Kin 1 and Kin 2 with Verizon. When you go on to kin.com, you can actually order your own custom back.
Oh, cool.
So the battery covers can be highly stylistic, and I think our customers are going to have a lot of fun with that.
Cool. Yeah. What about battery life? You mentioned battery covers. How long?
Well, I use my phone all day long like crazy. I talk and text a lot. I use Bluetooth. I stream on my Zune Pass. I have never run out of battery during a day.
Yeah. Actually, the target is for this generation, for this target demographic, it's Friday night to Monday morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never had
Friday
a phone.
Friday night to Sunday night.
Well,
because
that would be a dream come true.
Because
we all know we
weekend.
Lose our phone Friday night. We leave our charges at home and don't get home till Sunday.
Yeah. No, I tell you, our engineering team worked really hard with Sharp to make sure that we've got a great battery life.
Cool. Now, some people have sort of asked the question that it's very similar to the Danger phone. Because we did buy the Danger hardware, is that correct? Or sort of tell me what happened there.
We bought the Danger company, as it were. So we got some really experienced people that have built these kind of end-to-end experiences around a phone and cloud-based before.
Yep.
So we were able to use their talent and expertise.
Right.
And
so it's not that phone. It's you taking those people and sort of built your own unique device.
Yes.
Very cool.
We kind of designed this from the ground up. We said, hey, let's take a clean sheet. If we are building a phone that's really targeting these socially connected consumers, what do you end up with? And
right.
Kin is what we ended up
I
with.
I like the name, family. Now, you mentioned Verizon. And do you know of other service providers? Are there going to be other service providers now?
Yes, we're announcing today that we'll be launching this fall with Vodafone.
Yeah.
In Spain, Italy, Germany, and the UK to start.
Cool.
We're also announcing that Sharp is our device manufacturer for the first round of phones.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've touched everything from my perspective. Is there anything that you guys want to hit on? Did we miss?
Well, there's any one thing that I want you to take
away.
Well,
I want you to tell it, Ross.
Yeah, it's that we really designed an end-to-end experience, really targeting these people that are socially connected. So it's really all about, you know, helping them navigate their social life. You know, they still want to have a social life in person. They don't want this to replace their social.
Right.
This is just helping them and kind of amping up the social.
Right. Well, I'm a social butterfly, so I'm going to love it.
Ross said that really well. There's one thing I might add, which is a big heartfelt thanks to our team. You know, we started this project, it's hard to believe, 3 years ago. And more than 500 of us have been working really hard.
Okay.
And it's a great story, I think, for Microsoft, because like Ross said, we were given the chance to start from a clean sheet of paper. And we really focused on our customers. And the result, we'd like to think, is pretty special. So this is kind of our coming out party.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and I want to add one last thing. Since you add one last thing,
do.
I get one last thing. You know, I really want to just thank the team, first of all. And secondly, I want to say that this is a project where we really try to balance the experience, the technology, and the business. We work really closely with the partner to design something that we can all, you know, mutually benefit from, but really staying focused on the customer and being able to design something for them has been a really special experience for everybody.
Great. So I know you don't know exactly right now what the price will be, but I'm going to assume it's not extraordinary. Can you at least be on that same page here?
Yeah, we've tried
cheaper
really
than a
hard
phone.
We've tried really hard to make sure that these are going to be accessible for people of all ages and financial ability.
Great. That's key. That's key. And that's one of the things where I think it will definitely run complementary to the Windows Phone 7 and not as a competitor, because that has also been discussed out there. But we're all Microsoft. It's all one love.
Absolutely. Look, Toyota sells a lot of different cars. They have Lexus, they have Toyota, they have Scion. It's a huge phone market. As long as we're careful and coordinated, and I think we have been, you know, there's plenty of space.
Thank you guys so much. Enjoy it. Kin.
Thanks, Laura.